During this Christmas season, we gather together to tell the story of the King, a baby born in a manger who came to bring light, joy, and salvation. We invite you to join in this story and celebrate what Christ's birth means to you and to me.
Child. Amen. He's our King. He came as a babe, but he reigns as King today.
Jesus, Jesus. The birth of Jesus brought a great light to a world in darkness, symbolizing hope that can shine even in the most challenging moments of our lives. Christmas reminds us that God's plan of hope includes the promise of his return to make all things new, providing a powerful reason to live with purpose now. God is with us. This hope is not something to be earned, but is a gift of grace that can bring warmth and comfort, a gift that transforms us and can be reflected to others.
Given. Shepherds gaze in wonder, while angel voices sing. This night of nights has come and brought the world the long-awaited keys. The earth is filled with gladness, and yet the heavens weep.
our Savior changed everything. It introduced grace, changed our future, and it altered eternity. God reached down into the world, and he sent his Son to lead us back home. This Christmas season, we worship our Savior. We worship our King. This Christmas, we worship Jesus.
How many of you are ready for Christmas? Christmas is just a special season to me. We have to remember the deep hope that Christmas brings to us. It's a sign. We have the hope of the Christ child that is no longer in that manger. And by the way, this is not on the script. Just letting you know. We have the hope of the Christ child that came to earth that we might go to heaven. Now I'll read what they put me down here for. Even in the busyness of life, Christmas reminds us to reflect on the wonder of his lowly birth. It's a time for joy, a time for peace, a time for hope in a child. In the chaos of confusion and anxieties, remember, our hope is still found in Christ, Emmanuel, yes. God with us.
Yes. The birth of Jesus offers hope in a world that needs light in its darkness. The child brought freedom, compassion, and peace. He is the reason for the season. Romans 15:13 says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Breaking through the silence with glory in the highest, the hope of all creation resting in his mother's arms.
Stand and sing with us this evening.
Come set us free.
praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that hope has a name? I'm going to ask you to bow your head, if you would, for just a moment this evening. This has been an awesome presentation of song and dance and readings and things that have been prepared this evening for this Christmas season. But there's no greater hope that we can place our trust in. There's no greater hope that we can look forward to than that one called Jesus. He is truly the reason for this season. He's the reason we exist, the reason we assemble, the reason we worship, the reason we praise, the reason that we call upon his name. Because there is no other name in heaven or on this earth or under this earth like the name of Jesus. And the word tells us that one day that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he truly is Lord. And he did leave the splendor of heaven to come into that lowly manger, born of man, that you and I could have life and it more abundant. And I just want to make sure tonight, as we're here, we're celebrating, we're enjoying the Christmas season, we're enjoying the things that come with that. I don't want to give a false pretense that just assumes everybody knows him. But I want us to look into our own heart, into our own life. And there could be one here tonight that doesn't know this one called Jesus. There could be somebody here that feels like they don't have any hope. And they're searching in a world that offers really no hope, a false hope. But he is the one true living hope tonight. And no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances are around you, he's the one that you can lean upon. He's the one that will carry you through. He's the one that will hold you all the way till tomorrow. And if you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, but yet you would like to have that hope, you'd like to know him, I'm just going to ask you to slip up your hand. I just want to pray with you tonight. I want you to be able to leave here knowing that life is maybe not what you're walking in it right now, but there is a way out. There's one that will help you. There's one that's stronger than your circumstance. And his name is Jesus. Is there anyone here tonight that you'll say, I need the Lord in my life. I need to know him in a personal way. Is there anyone? You'll say, I need Christ. All hearts are clear. Then I want us to just pray tonight. I just want us to ask God to have his way through the rest of this season, but even in the seasons to come. Father, I just pray tonight. I thank you for each one that's been here tonight, those that have participated, those that have sang, those that have danced, those that have given readings, Lord God, and those that helped to prepare this night, those that have come in attendance, and those that will hear it later on the podcast, Lord God, as they listen, that you would just have your way in every heart and every life, and that we would realize that this season is so much more than what man has tried to make it. It was so much more than materialistic things. It's so much more. It's an eternal season. That when Jesus Christ came onto this earth as a lowly babe in a manger, and he grew in to be a man, but yet as a man he was God. And he went to that cross and he gave himself for each one of us, Lord, that we could have life and it more abundant. And on that third day, he rose again. And now he is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for every one of us. That gives us hope today to know that life is not what we see in the natural, but there is an eternal, there is a spiritual hope and destiny that we're striving for. And Lord, we thank you for that most precious gift of your Son. And I just pray tonight that no matter what anybody might be going through, no matter what they might be facing, they might be carrying the weight of the world upon them tonight, Lord God, that they would realize if they would just reach out to you, call upon your name, God, that you can turn those circumstances around. You can turn their life around. You can turn the situations around. And God, that through this season, we will learn to lean upon you maybe more than we have ever leaned upon you. God, I pray tonight that we would take far more than the idea of what man has made Christmas away from this house tonight, and we would realize that our only one true hope is in you. And I pray that we would leave here encouraged tonight, strengthened tonight, knowing that there is no one else like Jesus. And that you're the one that is able to do the work that is needed. You're the one that is able to draw us closer to you, God. And may that happen through this Christmas season, that we all lean into you a little closer, become a little more like you in this hour, and demonstrate your love in the generation that we're living right now. Lord, I thank you for each one that is here tonight. I thank you for your presence, that you're moving and ministering in hearts and lives tonight. I thank you for each one that's been participated in some way tonight. Just go with us. Go with us through this holiday season that others might see Jesus in us. And we ask it in your holy and precious name. And everyone said tonight, amen. God bless you tonight.